Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
We know that we have the ability to truly move the needle in the community and economic development space with a focus on the small businesses who are the backbone of the American economy, no matter what city or state you are in.
In episode 40, I talked with Chris Houston about the McLennan Community Investment Fund, MCIF. My heart is always with the entrepreneur, those who take risks to build their businesses, often creating new jobs in the community. Starting a business is tough. Many times your friends and family will ask you questions like, why don't you get a real job? And then comes financing your business. Perhaps you need specialized equipment, a vehicle, or you need to remodel a building. With no track record, your business may not qualify for traditional bank lending. Today, I get to share how small businesses will benefit from MCIF combining with the People Fund and the financial resources and business education available. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week, I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors: White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002. And schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, pergola, or maybe you're ready to build that custom home. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Republic Laser Therapy. Emma Gaskin was facing a debilitating back injury. She was told surgery was her only option. But the truth is, there was another solution. Now, Emma's mission is to bring drug-free pain relief to those who need it most. Call Emma today at 254-433-7790. Learn more and book a complimentary consultation at republiclasertherapy.com. Ray's Automotive. Cars are complicated machines and we depend on them every day. Ray makes it easy to keep your car in top condition. When my car needed service, I called Ray. He and his team of certified technicians demonstrate Christian values in business. Call 254-495-7810 or get a quote online at fixmycarray.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality. Smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for immediate delivery. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website qualitycabinetstx.com.
D. Scott here. I am recording from the home office today, and I've got Chris Houston from the McLennan Community Investment Fund. And we have had a conversation. So if you've listened to this show, you heard our conversation. And now we've got Gustavo that is here from the People Fund. We're going to be talking about the benefits to the community now that the McLennan Community Investment Fund and People Fund are coming together. So I'm excited about this conversation because this is going to help those small businesses, those folks that are providing jobs for the community to have additional resources. So first of all, let's talk about McLennan Community Investment Fund. Chris, give us a recap of what the organization is.
So thank you, Scott, for having us on the show. It's a pleasure to be back. McLennan Community Investment Fund is a community development financial institution, or CDFI, loan fund. Prior to October 1st, when we consolidated with People Fund, we were a microloan fund, meaning we provided small business loans at $50,000 or less to small business owners in unbanked or underbanked communities and or situations. We also provide business development education services to help people do what they needed to do to qualify for our loans and to assist them with growing and maintaining their businesses throughout the life of the loan and beyond.
Perfect. And Gustavo, tell us about People Fund.
Sure. And thanks again for having us here. People Fund is also a community development financial institution certified by the U.S. Treasury. We are an SBA lender. Very similar to McLennan Community Investment Fund, we provide loan capital and business education through diverse programs that include, of course, small business lending program, SBA microloan program, SBA Community Advantage or 7A, SBA 504 loans. These are larger loans. We are also the managing member of the Veteran Loan Fund, which is a collaborative effort with a growing number of CDFIs across the country. Right now it's 12 CDFIs. This fund provides support veterans and military spouses that want to start or grow their businesses. In addition to that, we have a very active new market tax credit program. All in all, People Fund has been around for about 30 years, more than 30 years already, and deployed more than $1.2 billion into the Texas economy, creating close to 30,000 jobs. So think about that. It's beautiful. And we are delighted to join forces with MCIF to better serve small businesses in Central Texas.
This is a great opportunity. And I'll just let people know right now that you can go to peoplefund.org and learn more about this. So let's talk about the businesses best benefited by getting involved now with People Fund.
Most of the businesses that want to start, they don't necessarily access the capital that they need, right? If you think about it, right, particularly in low and moderate income areas, the access to capital is very difficult. Organizations like People Fund and MCCIF provide that access. But it's not just the access to capital, it's also the access to education training, because not always things work as planned. And in those moments, the technical assistance that we provide help the business owner be back on their feet or increase their chances of success. The support goes from loans that can be very small, like we call them microloans, loans that are $3,000, up to loans of $5 million in the SBA 504 program. When we combine forces, right, we bring the scale, the infrastructure, and additional programs that combined with those that MCIF already offered in the area constitute a wide range of products and can help far more businesses than ever before. So we become more than the sum of the parts.
And one of the things that CDFIs across the nation do is partner with local banks, corporations, other nonprofits, other community development institutions and corporations to deploy capital. In our case, it's for small business development, but sometimes it's commercial or residential real estate development. But we deploy capital into the community to do the community and economic development work that we all want to see so that we can revitalize communities and just continue to support flourishing and thriving economies. One of the unique things about CDFIs is that the way that we are structured, we have a mandate to provide business development education that would come at a hefty price. I know my kind, generous hourly rate for legal fees is $250 an hour. And so if someone needs help with anything legal that pertains to their business, they're going to have to be able to write that check and write it to a CPA, a marketing expert, an IT expert, and so forth. But CDFIs come in because we provide free business development training programs of various types. Two of the programs that the Consolidation with People Fund will allow McLennan Community Investment Fund to bring to McLennan County and surrounding areas are a BIPOC Small Business Accelerator Program. And this is a program that involves 6 weeks. Gustavo, is it 6 or 8?
8 weeks.
8 weeks of deliberate, focused business development training in an accelerator program that is done with a cohort. Provided that the requirements for our loans are met, participants who complete the program either access a loan and or a grant. We also have another accelerator that is probably going to be well received in this area, and that is the Military Connected Small Business Accelerator. This program is structured like the one I just mentioned, except veterans and veterans' spouses are the target market. We also provide one-on-one business coaching for entrepreneurs who need assistance of the types that I mentioned, maybe be it marketing, be it writing a business plan, be it tax, be it building a website, and the list goes legal, the list goes on. We strengthen businesses with a twofold approach in the CDFI world. We inject much needed capital. Sometimes that is capital that is being brought to credit deserts or bank deserts, or to entities that are considered unbankable. We educate them to get them bankable, and that's the education piece. Some are bankable, some are not, but we provide free education every step of the way, prior to the loan, during the life of the loan, and if they need to come back for services, we are always there to help them grow and maintain their businesses. And I think this is a huge asset to Waco, to McLennan County, and to surrounding areas.
This is such a mature way to look at providing funding for businesses, whether it's a loan or whether it's a grant. It's not just handing out money, but it's handing out education with financial support.
Yes.
Many businesses that I know, the person running the business absolutely knows what they do. Whatever their specialty is, whether it's automotive, restaurant, retail, they're very good at that, not necessarily at the business side of their business.
Yes.
I love that Chris highlighted those two programs because it's those two programs are very, very close to the heart of our organization and our organizations. That's the reason why we came together, because we share a mission and we share the belief that people can transform the skills into livelihood. As I mentioned a few moments ago, I mean, the sum of these two organizations is larger than the sum of the parts. I want to highlight also that all People Fund programs are open to all, regardless of gender, race, or creed. And that's another one of our core beliefs, that everyone should have a fair shot at attaining financial freedoms through entrepreneurship, if that's their call, right? And not all share that call, but those that want to pursue entrepreneurship, it's beautiful when you see organizations like ours providing that access.
One of the first things that my wife and I did when we came to Waco is we attended the Prosper Waco Summit. And at the summit, they provided very granular views of the impact of economic development in the community. And what we saw was that, yes, overall, things are up and to the right. Looks very good. Job growth, economic prosperity, and so forth. However, it wasn't equal among communities, neighborhoods, populations, certain groups of people within the community.
Gustavo, Scott is referring to that Waco snapshot survey data that I have quoted to you for months and I'm still referring back to. Prosper Waco consolidated that data into a snapshot survey report. And one of the things, Scott, that we know from that data, and it's data that is collected and culled and released to the community every few years. So this isn't the first time that they have collected this data. But one of the things that we know is that the four-year degree attainment rate in Waco is lower than the state of Texas average and is lower than the average of other cities in Texas of this size. And you couple that information with the fact that the income gaps across demographics are more drastic with people of color on the lower end of that spectrum than the state of Texas average and than the average of other cities the size of Waco. So when you think about the educational impact that People Fund combined with and being sort of like this jet fuel for McLennan Community Investment Fund that takes us further, faster, and allows us to serve more people. When you think about the educational impact that the two organizations can have, coupled with the financial, the economic empowerment impact, the words don't come to me to express how excited I am that we were able to consolidate these two organizations to serve this community in the way that we are. And we have so many partners from the McLennan County to the city of Waco, to Waco Foundation and Cooper Foundation and individual donors, Baylor University. Together with those partners and more, as we continue to grow and establish relationships, we know that we have the ability to truly move the needle in the community and economic development space with a focus on the small businesses who are the backbone of the American economy, no matter what city or state you are in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so important. Gustavo, I would like to put you on the spot and ask for some success stories. So if you can share some success stories of businesses that have been a part of the People Fund.
Sure. I would also point out, before going to the examples, that the what you were discussing a few moments ago, you and Chris, about the reality in low and moderate income communities in Waco, it's not unique to Waco. You find similar situation in across the entire state of Texas. There are pockets that of population that don't necessarily have access to services as simple as broadband, right? And you know that access to broadband is highly correlated to access to financial services. That was one of the reasons that took the organization into East Texas. And we opened our office, our first office in East Texas in 2022. Think about this, within 3 years, we have already deployed $15 million in capital in the area. Wow. So programs like ours have a very, very important impact in the communities because it creates opportunity. And everyone benefits from that, regardless, everyone. One of the things that you mentioned is you're asking about examples. I like to share two examples of participants in our business accelerator that are not the typical example for low and moderate income. When we are talking about clients from CD5s, people usually think about people that are of a certain socioeconomic background and not necessarily educated and so forth. Well, it does not stops there. I think of a doctor that participated in our small business accelerator, and we helped her to buy and put together a mobile clinic for kids with disabilities in the Houston area. A beautiful project. Think about the stress that going to the doctor causes in the family of that kid, right? And now the doctor goes to your house and consults. There's a space in the clinic that is to perform the consultation, and a space to meet with the parents and the kid and have a conversation. But the idea with that is that think about the ripples effect that has, right? Another example is that of a pharmacist in Dallas, not the typical client that one would think about. Most recently, our BikeBook accelerator graduated a restaurateur, an entrepreneur with a restaurant in Houston area. It's so interesting that the first time that this person applied to participate in the accelerator, he was not ready. And he didn't give up, and we didn't give up. We continued working with him for 2 months until he was ready to join the accelerator, apply for a loan, and of course graduate from the accelerator with a loan and a grant to start his second location in Houston. Beautiful stories that change lives. Last Friday, Chris and I were in the Medal of Honor Museum in Arlington. People Fund, in partnership with the VBOX Center of the University of Texas at Arlington and Veteran Women's Enterprise Center, we collaborated in the first cohort of the Military Connected Small Business Accelerator. There are two participants that come to mind. One is a travel agency from Thailand. They participated in the accelerator and graduated. They were so excited of being there. And you can feel the impact that program has and will have in their lives. And then another one, which is event planner. And again, think about that, right? It's a person that is organizing events for people and organizations. She actually did a fantastic job representing all graduates in the program by telling her story on stage. The stories sound, when you look at the commonality, what are the commonality? Those stories is someone that has a vision to start a business. And the first thing that they do is they go to a bank, and the bank, for whatever reason, they cannot help. It's not that banks are bad. It's that they have their policies, right? They have their programs, and they...
Well, and the bank is lending out depositors' money. It's not their own money. So they do have a certain responsibility.
Yeah. And they are for-profit institutions, right? Nobody is going to put money into a bank that is losing money. It's understandable if CFIs fill that gap, right? So again, you go in the common aspect for those stories is that they went to a bank, the bank declined, so they didn't know where to go, and they approach maybe a Small Business Development Center, the SBA. Maybe they were referred by the banks, as Chris was pointing before, because CFIs partner with banks, and then banks refer clients that they cannot help. And we enroll them in the program, and we help them be loan ready. So again, some of these stories brought people to tears, right? We do have usually a graduation where people share their stories, and I can go on and on.
Well, it's fabulous to give a range of the types of businesses that have been impacted. So here on the Waco Experience, an American story, Gustavo LaSala and Chris Houston, People's Fund, and People's Fund, peoplefund.org, people can go to and learn more about that. And it, as you said, these are not the problems that businesses are facing are not unique. The discrepancy between different populations having access to high-speed internet, to financial education, to the financial resources, is not unique to our area. But we have something going on right now that is positive, giving people an opportunity. And as we wind down the program, Gustavo and Chris, I want to hear your vision of the future. We always love to end this show with inspiration for people. So share with us your vision for the future.
I do want to say that one of the things that we say repeatedly at McLennan Community Investment Fund, because community and economic revitalization is a team effort. And we say that success for us is when the clients graduate from our CDFI loan fund to the bank, i.e. they become bankable. Through our injection of capital and our investment in business education services. And so having said that, my vision for this partnership and for our community is that we are able to provide small business owners with the capital and the educational resources that they need to grow their businesses and to thrive and to, as a result, boost the economy in Waco and McLennan County and surrounding areas in very palpable ways. We know that there is economic opportunity here. We want to make sure that that access to that opportunity is spread across the community, and that access to economic advancement and economic freedom is made more accessible to larger groups. And so this is how we build a better Waco, a more thriving Waco, and a more thriving community and a healthier community. That is my vision. And Gustavo, I'm sure you have thousands of things to say on that.
Well, you articulated so well. I think that what you expressed about these two organizations coming together to serve, to better serve Central Texas, reflects exactly how I feel about it. And it's in a way that each of us could not have done separated.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share with Scott and the audience that it was so inspiring and so refreshing when we first started talking and see so many things in common.
Yeah.
that it just made sense to come together, right? And say, hey, I mean, how can we do our job better? And this is going to be transformational. Think about all the resources that these two organizations coming together will be able to put together. My vision on this is simple. We want to help as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And the vision is that everyone, regardless of gender, race, or creed, that wants to pursue entrepreneurship can do that, has a fair shot to attain financial freedom. Mm-hmm. Through business ownership. And that I think it's the bottom line and what we set out to do. And both organizations share that vision from the beginning. Meaning it was very clear in our interactions with the board partners, and I can only see a success story here, and I'm very, very excited about what we will accomplish together.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.